Everything sound right?
Yeah, no, we're good.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen and everything in between, this is your host, Orozco, with our producer. And producer, guess what?
What's up?
I've been going shopping a lot recently. Moved into a new apartment, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, yeah? How you liking it?
I like it a lot so far. It's just me, myself, and my cat now.
Oh, and, okay,
and,
okay.
And you're scared of my cat, apparently.
I don't do cats.
She's fat. She can't attack you.
I saw her. She's fat. She can barely move.
And you... Look, she ain't gonna catch you, all right?
It's not really the cat that'll jump on the couch and... walk around or jump on the counter.
No, she's not. She's just gonna brush your leg and be like, "Hey, what's up?" And then be like, "You want to feed me?" No. Okay. Bye.
I think I was expecting puss in boots.
Puss in boots. Okay. I don't have any swords in here. I don't have any swords. I don't have boots. There's no hat. She's fine.
Yeah. No. She's a good cat.
But yesterday was Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I was going to Target, doing a little bit of shopping for my new apartment, I had, like, a pizza, some baking pans, and I picked up two bar stools for you know, my bar countertop, yada, yada, yada.
Uh-huh.
And I walk up to the front counter, and this dude is in full daishiki. The hat, the glasses, the round glasses, everything.
Wakanda forever. Go ahead.
Wakanda forever. And he scanned one of the bar stools, and it didn't scan all the way. And I was like, oh, snap. Well, I can go back to the aisle and check the price. Mm-hmm. He's like, nah. Happy Juneteenth, my brother. And he was just like, boop. And I got two bar stools for free.
So free, like zero.
I checked
the price of bubble gum or
no. I checked the screen. I checked my receipt, and I did not see a single charge for both of those bar stools. I was like, "Yeah, man, Wakanda forever."
So why didn't you call me?
Okay. So first of all,
I could have used free furniture.
You're 40 minutes away. I don't know when his shift ended.
I could call the store and find out.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so I got two free bar stools for my new apartment.
I go in there and, like, on Black Panther, you got to show your lip.
Oh, my God.
I just walk up to him and show him. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, my brother. Two bar stools for you as well. His powers will be stripped away. Oh, goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Orozco, my producer.
Hey.
And producer, start the band.
No, it's
cue the band. Oh, God.
See what I have to deal with?
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Orozco. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there, you Orozco. Hi, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between, welcome to back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Orozco, with the producer today, not Chris. Hey. And producer, what's your power for the day?
What is my power for today?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm going to go with Wanda.
Wanda? Oh, Wanda. Oh, Lord. The Scarlet Witch?
I say Wanda, Scarlet Witch, because like Wanda... as the editor of the podcast, I have the ability of changing the reality of this podcast. Some people can say things wrong or say things a different way than I want it. I can edit it right on out and make my own reality through this podcast.
So if I said right now,
I would edit it out.
Okay,
that's right.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm going with Scarlet Witch, Wanda.
All right, cool. I feel that. Roscoe. Yeah, yes.
What's your power for today?
Today I am Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders.
What's the power for him? Juneteenth. Go ahead. Look.
The power of the fried chicken is ultimate. Yeah, edit that out, Wanda. The secret. Look. The Dragon Balls, the seven herbs and spices. You get one wish. But no, okay, so for real,
I wish my mashed potatoes were gravy.
But no, the other day we were short like five kitchen. We were short five kitchen guys on Father's Day at a chicken and pizza place.
So what do you do? How many people are back there in the kitchen? Who's back there? Two.
We still had four. Shit.
Okay.
But then I was back there, and I was on the fry side. I was cooking tenders. I was grilling chicken. And he was like, something pollos. I was like, okay, chicken. That was the only word I caught of that, Sergio.
You don't know if it's grilled, fried. You don't know.
I don't know. Look, I'm just dropping the shit, Sergio. Look, stop speaking Spanish, homie.
These are the things I edit.
But no, I'm Colonel Sanders because I was dropping the fried chicken. I was dropping the fried pickles. You know, like it was the whole nine yards, and I did the Salt Bay emote as I was seasoning everything. So yeah, I'm Colonel Sanders today.
Remind me never to eat there.
If it's a busy day, don't, because I'm probably back there cooking with the cooks.
So you're like a one-stop shop. You do everything.
I literally look. I'm out there busting tables. I lead people to their tables. I cook. Shit. And at the end of the night, I'm counting money and sending the email.
You handle disputes. You talk to people about their Juneteenth discounts.
Yes. Their
that's been edited.
Is it?
Yes.
You prompted me. I wasn't going to make that joke. You prompted me.
All right, so what do we have on the agenda for today?
A lot, producer. We have, oh boy, we got The Boys, we got Kenobi, we got some Miss Marvel, we got Thor, we got some DC news, we got some anime news.
And we are going to call Chris for some of this stuff, right?
Yes, we are going to call in Chris for some the Miss Marvel portion of the show, since you didn't watch it and I only watched episode one.
Nah, it's a little too Disney for me.
It is, but more on that soon. Had to burp, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
More on Miss Marvel. So if that's Disney, let's go adult and go with the boys.
All right.
It's what, three episodes in?
About four now.
Four?
Five later this week.
Oh, shit. I may have watched three.
Oh, man. So you didn't see the fourth episode?
I don't think I did.
Man. Okay.
Was what you had on the fourth just now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that then.
Okay. Yeah. That was the fourth.
I thought it was the
third. Okay. Because
yeah,
the first three.
Release was like three or two?
It was the first three episodes.
Oh, were released all on the same day. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So we got a bunch of stuff going. We got Butcher with the Compound V in the system.
Yeah.
Slowly turning into Homelander.
Yeah, it's messing with his mind. He's kind of becoming Homelander in a way, right?
Like a little bit. Invincible. And the thing is, Huey took some fake Compound V as well, and he teleported, and it's super strong. So Huey teleportation and super strong, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Homelander, super strength, invulnerability, and laser eyes, right? Mm-hmm. They're getting the powers of the people they hate the most. Butcher, Homelander, Huey, A-Train.
Huey hates A-Train the most?
Did you not watch episode one? He was holding hands with his girl, and A-Train ran through her.
Oh, episode one, season one. I'm like, okay. Yeah, no, that's true, but he's found Starlight since then. So he,
I mean, yeah, he's found Starlight since then, but A-Train has been a bane.
He fell up a little bit.
I mean, yeah, he definitely, I don't know. You look at Robin, and then you look at Starlight. I don't know.
Ah, Starlight.
We'll see. let me go back and watch episode one real quick, and we'll see about that. But no, like, A-Train, like, as far as, like, Huey joined Butcher, Mother's Milk, and Frenchie because of what happened to Robin.
Yeah.
Season one, episode one.
Yeah.
So, like, his powers are based off of A-Train. He's not as fast, but he can teleport.
Okay, so his is based on his origin story of kind of the episode of
the hatred
of the series, right?
The hatred, whatever seed of hatred, yeah. That's what like manifests from the powers.
Ah, okay.
Just like Starlight getting her injection when she was a kid, the permanent compound V, the permanent, like her mom wanted her to be a star. Her literal powers are controlling light.
Yeah, she's pretty much a star. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that. That's pretty interesting. I didn't think about it like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you think any of the other characters will be getting that Compound V?
Yeah. I feel like Frenchie would get it, and he just...
Because his girlfriend has it, right?
She has super regeneration.
Yeah.
And I feel like her powers come based off of, like, wanting... And they kind of explored Kimiko... A little bit. They dove into Kimiko's origin story in season two, but it's coming to light in these first three episodes. Like, she never had a childhood.
Michael Jackson.
Shut up. And so, her superpower is immortality. So she could go do whatever she wants when she wants.
Yeah, because she got shot in the forehead, and I just knew it was over for her.
And then she rose back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so she can go do whatever she wants to do at any time.
But wait.
What?
The end of the last episode.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that.
All right. All right. All right. Okay. So you do see other people getting the Compound V.
Yeah. Mother's Milk.
Mother's Milk.
I don't know what superpower he's going to get.
Who does he hate? He hates
Soldier Boy.
He hates Soldier Boy.
He hates Soldier Boy, a.k.a. Captain America. So he'll gain the like power to be not racist.
I don't know if they make that power. Edit!
Edit! I mean, when you think of Soldier Boy, I mean, it's pretty much Captain America, like, strong fighter.
Watch me, you crank that Soldier Boy.
He did you all over his ex-girlfriend that sold him out to the Russians.
Yeah.
And by you, I mean... Blaster with nuclear radiation.
Super Soaked Aho.
Super Soaked Aho, yes. With radiation. burnt to a crisp. oh my gosh. Where's Chris? Damn it.
How do you think? How do you think that affects all of these people getting this, the Compound V?
Yes.
That kind of makes people like. The main guy, what's his name? Why am I not?
Homelander.
Homelander. It kind of makes Homelander a little more
human
in a way, or human in a way. If more people have the powers, you can't run around
and why
know,
do you
threatening
think,
people's life and, to and, get your way every time you.
And
know,
why do you think
happens.
Homelander's so mad?
Do you think it's because of that?
Eventually. So he has seen that his son is stronger than him.
Yes. He and wants they, that, though, right?
In a sense, like he wants more superpowers.
Okay, yeah.
He wants more like people to be soups like him, but he has this god complex. Like, I am the strongest. I'm the only thing will be. I like nothing will be stronger than me. But we need more of me, type deal.
He needs more underlings, not really him, but like right
he needs more. Him. He needs more Indians, not chiefs.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's going to be an edit or not.
I don't know either. Just, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I'm looking like.
Okay. Yes.
Where you go with this.
Yes. Quite indeed. Indubitably. But no, he wants to be in charge. Like, he got the chicken man in jail. Old girl who was in charge of the superhero.
And by chicken man, you mean head of the whole seven. Right?
Yes, okay. Yes. Oh, my God. Okay.
Let's get his name, too.
Stan Edgar, which is Giancarlo Esposito.
Okay.
The chicken man from Breaking Bad and your boy who was hunting down the who was hunting down Grogu.
Ah, yeah. I forget he was on that show.
Yeah, he was. He was. Yeah, he was. Yeah. I mean, every scary Far Cry 6. He was the main villain in that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
He was on the front cover.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have
you played that game? I heard it was pretty good.
I heard it was pretty good. The last Far Cry game I played was Far Cry Primal.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, dinosaurs and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Did you like it? I've been thinking about getting that Far Cry game with this guy on the front.
What's his name? Yeah, Far Cry 6. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every role he gets, he's always menacing yet calm.
Yeah, he's like a calm, no emotions attached, but yet you know he will murder you.
He will literally take a box cutter to your throat like he did in Breaking Bad Season 4, Episode 6.
Oh, wow.
Do not ask how I remember that off the top of my head. Do not
stuck with you, I see.
Oh, man. But no, like, just a calm demeanor, but he steps into a room and everybody's at attention.
The man's respect.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to say a word. You just kind of look at him. He's like, oh, okay.
All right.
He's the guy.
That's him right there. All right, cool. But no, such a tragic backstory in Breaking Bad. But anyway, this is not a Breaking Bad episode.
No.
I'm pretty sure we'll get back to... Oh my God, Better Call Saul got really good.
Has it?
Bro.
I started it a long time ago.
You need to catch up.
Here's the thing. I thought it would start slow, just like Breaking Bad. So I was like, I'm going to wait for a few seasons and then I'll come back.
And you would think it was going to start slow because it's about Saul.
Yeah.
And his origin into this, that stuff. Like, you get to see all the gears turn and all of them.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, like.
Do they introduce Walter White and...
What's
the other guy, Jesse?
You don't get any of that. Like, okay. It's on season 5 right now. You don't see Walter or Jesse at all.
Do you see Chicken Man?
Yes. He shows up in at the end of season 1 Better Call Saul.
Okay.
Yeah. So Saul has some darker secrets that we knew about. Know about.
I didn't like his brother. That was the one turn off to the show for me.
He dies. It's fine.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't condone death or wish death, but I didn't like him.
He committed suicide.
Oh, but okay.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Oh, my God. Edit. Oh, my God. Yeah, where's Chris? This is me and Chris say PG. Our producer is just going off the wall, apparently. But anyway, where were we? The boys.
Boys.
We were talking about the boys.
Okay.
So, yeah. That being said, he literally was trash-talking Homelander and didn't give a damn, walked out of the room.
Yeah.
Homelander is scared.
Back to Homelander.
Homelander is scared of him.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm at. Where this season is going. So, according to the comics... Black Noir, as we've discussed, Black Noir is the failsafe for Homelander.
Right.
Because Black Noir is literally a clone of Homelander.
Right, yeah.
Minus the peanut allergy.
Right.
In the comics, Black Noir gets bored and just starts killing people with his mask off. So it looks like Homelander is committing these crimes. And then Black Noir is like, oh! Homelander screwing up? All right, let me take care of this. But it was really him. Like, he starts framing Homelander. So, that being said, this season is showing... I mean, Stormfront committed suicide by, like, biting down on her tongue. He made Chelsea jump off a roof. He said to Maeve, go ahead and show the airplane video. I don't give a damn.
That would kind of free him.
It would free him. He even said it like, yeah, you show that video, I literally have nothing to lose.
Yeah, and he would be more of a evil villain as opposed to
is
evil villain.
He would be if Goku landed without bumping his head. It would be if Superman went to Earth and, you know, still had the, you know, commands that was originally implanted in him, mm-hmm. type stuff. But Homelander already has that knowledge. Like, yeah. I could do whatever the hell I want, mm-hmm. when I want, and no one can stop me. What? And the thing is, like, no one at this level, no one can stop him.
But why does he keep his PR team, the lady who's pulling her hair out?
Yeah, yeah. Because money. Because at the end of the day, so there are superheroes, mm-hmm. and then there are celebrity superheroes in The Boys, I realize.
Okay, so they are celebrity superheroes.
Celebrity superheroes. They get movies, they get PR, they get TV shows, yeah, yeah. commercials, yada, yada, yada. Because
they
know.
Did the, like, birthday celebration for Homeland.
Yeah, Homelander. Yeah. The birthday celebration. The Deep got a book and a movie, you know, like.
Oh, and he ate his friend.
The Deep did eat his friend. Also, he was having the horizontal tango with his wife, but was looking at the octopus.
Yeah. He's a little more awkward than man.
Yeah. And then, you know, and oh God. But yeah. So Homeland, if Homelander decides to cut loose, Black Noir is the one to stop him.
If he doesn't become tainted and shady himself, right?
I mean, that's too late. Like, if this motherfucker had a lightsaber, he would have killed the younglings already.
Right, which is why I'm like, is he even going to stop Homelander at this point?
Black
it
Noir?
It has to be somebody else. Yeah, it has to be
Black
somebody
Noir,
else.
Black Noir will stop him because Black Noir is literally the Chicken Man's brother.
Oh, is he?
In the comics, Black Noir is his brother.
Wow. Okay.
And that's why Black Noir is his, like, in-the-pocket superhero. No matter what needs to go down, stealth mission that Homelander or the U.S. government doesn't even know about, mm-hmm. he sends Black Noir.
Not the lady who explodes heads.
Now, the lady who explodes heads.
What is her name?
I don't know. She had like three recently. Yeah, she was adopted and she was going by another name and then they named her something different. I forget her name, but Huey works for her. But then Huey discovered, like, oh, this was the bitch exploding heads in season two.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So he's not sure how to feel about that. But
Victoria is what they say.
But Victoria was apparently working with Homelander to bring the Chicken Man down.
That is true.
Yeah.
Which nobody suspected.
Which nobody, because, like, he was playing both sides. He was playing, yeah, let the heroes run free, do what they want, I'll cover it. You know, oh, a kid accidentally got laser beamed in Africa, okay, here's money to their family type stuff. Mm-hmm. But then he was also on the, like, the recovery team, like, as far as, like, the government goes, like, hey, yeah, we know our superheroes are running wild. We are working really hard to fix that, yada, yada, yada. And he was behind the scenes of, like, making sure everybody's safe. He was playing both sides. But then Homelander was like, he can't do that. You want your daughter to have superpowers? Let's fix that. Type D. And that's why those two are working together now.
Okay.
So she betrayed the Chicken Man
for
Homelander.
Yeah.
And her being able to explode heads, like, I mean, explode any part of anybody's body, discreetly, and Homelander, that's gonna be an issue.
That is gonna be the issue.
And that's when Black Noir steps in. Ha!
Yeah,
Black Noir, Starlight, Butcher, Mother's Milk, Frenchie. Kimiko lost her powers apparently because of Soldier Boy. Yeah, let's go into Soldier Boy real quick.
Okay, Soldier Boy.
So,
you.
Yeah, put the intro to. No, that's copyright. Damn.
I can do it. Don't worry.
Just put like a little. Just don't play the whole clip.
This is WandaVision over here. Don't worry. I can get us the white vision.
Oh my God. The white vision, my brother. What do you mean?
All right, Soulja Boy, what do you got for
Soulja Boy? So apparently he's Captain America and Bucky all mixed into one. He was an immortal soldier. They couldn't kill him. He had a crap ton of crazy superpower, agility, strength, invulnerability. No laser eyes. But they tested him with nuclear radiation and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So with Russian safe words and all that. So he's also Bucky at the same time.
Okay.
He's literally if Bucky got brought to the future and defrosted and walked around New York and just decided to go nuclear, literally. You know? But apparently, whatever is in him can stop the soup's powers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it happened to Kimiko. Kimiko no longer has powers.
Yeah.
For now.
Why
for
she
now,
wasn't
I
rejuvenating
guess.
After she got hurt.
Right. And then, meanwhile, I love the scene where Kimiko, Milkman, Mother's Milk, Milkman, Milkman, Frenchie are just literally patching Kimiko back. Patching her up in the back of the van, and Huey is just like, I got superpowers.
Yeah, he was.
It's Friday. I was like Butcher and Huey are on cloud nine. Meanwhile, they're just like, bro, yo, she is almost dead back here.
Yeah, I think one of them noticed. Frenchie maybe noticed.
I think it was Mother's Milk that
Mother's
noticed.
Mother's Milk, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He noticed that something's going on with the driver and the passenger of this van right now.
Because they weren't worried at all.
At all. I wonder if the Compound V is kind of fucking with their mind a little bit.
The Temp Compound V, yes. Definitely. I mean, look, Butcher got to hook up with Maeve, so, you know, he needed some super strength for that. But I just really think Homelander is gonna go off the between Maeve, Starlight, Butcher, and the rest of the gang, they're gonna put him in a position where he has to go off the wall, and that's where Soulja Boy and Black Noir are gonna step up and take him down.
Mm. So you
those two are those are the only two that stand a chance against Homelander at this point.
So you see somebody stopping Homelander in season three of The Boys. You think Homelander is getting stopped?
Yeah. You know who kills Homelander in the comics?
Do you want to spoil it for everybody?
Yes.
Go ahead. Tell us.
Spoiler alert. Skip the next 5 seconds.
Go ahead.
It's a combination of Butcher and Black Noir. That take out Homelander in the comics.
Okay.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
So who takes out Starlight?
She
does not survive. I already know.
Do you really want to know the answer to that?
Yes.
A-Train.
Kill Starlight? How is that possible? He's not that powerful, really.
He gets his powers back.
Oh.
It's probably going to happen at the end of the season where A-Train is just like, he's going to use his powers at some point and realize, I don't have a heart condition because of all the drugs I was taking.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and A-Train was on this whole, Wakanda Forever thing, too, with his new suit.
But he was just doing that to just keep camera time, right?
Yeah, he would.
He's no longer the fastest guy in the world.
He's
cheated.
Not.
So to keep camera time, I got to get, my own niche.
Yeah. And then he tried to bring in essentially what was, oh my God, Trayvon Martin. The guy that shot Trayvon Martin.
Oh, fat guy.
Fat guy on.
He doesn't get named on the podcast.
Neighborhood Patrol.
Fat guy. Go ahead.
Fat guy. That guy. He essentially brought him in to apologize to the black community. And then things went wrong.
He was more like the police and not necessarily a neighborhood watch, that guy, right? Because he was trained, right?
Right.
I don't want to say he was like.
He was a quote unquote superhero.
He was trained. He wasn't on the level of a regular civilian.
Right. Right. So this superhero, quote unquote hero, was just walking around neighborhoods. He even said, yeah, I stopped crime in black neighborhoods because that's where it mostly happens. And that's when everything went wrong.
Yeah,
that shit. And A-Train's brother got hurt. So
did he get hurt or get killed?
No,
he's messed up bad.
He's in the hospital now, still alive, critical condition.
Okay,
this, that, and the other. But yeah, that guy. Yeah, A-Train. So it's hard to think that A-Train's gonna get redeemed, because after Starlight and Huey spared him and he started acting normal, I was like, okay, redemption for A-Train. But then he told Homelander about the coup happening within the Seven. I was like, A-Train, all right, my bad, Jamie Lannister.
Yeah, it's time to go, A-Train.
But now that his brother is hurt, I'm just like, okay, maybe there's hope for A-Train.
But where's your loyalty lie? He's already showed that it doesn't lie with his community. Does it lie with your brother, or does it lie with yourself and your self-interest? Because if you really want to be a part of the Seven, you can't really lean on this issue you have with your brother getting hurt.
Right.
So where does it lie? What does he do? He's already snitched on
Starlight and the gang. Yeah.
Yeah, he's already snitched on them. What does he do at this point? He doesn't have them as his friends. He only has Homelander right now.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. You can't say Homelander's your friend. You only have the fact that Homelander wants to keep you around for the moment.
For PR.
Is it for PR? He needs to keep Starlight for PR.
True.
Does he need to keep anybody else? I don't think so.
A-Train's the only, there is Black Noir. And Black Noir is black. Well, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that he needs to keep A-Train around.
I mean, in the comics, Homelander is the one that kills A-Train, so.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That makes sense. There we go. That makes sense. Will we see that? Who knows?
I could see A-Train getting killed by Homelander
this season.
This season, yeah. I could see that.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between, this is your host, Roscoe, and the producer.
And remember to pick up your prowls on the way out the door.
The door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave them at the door, pick them up out. When you leave the door?
Not the window? Not the wall?
From the window to the wall.
Cuban! That was a good one.